You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Here are your hosts, Wally, Ray, and Will.
You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Your co-host is me, Wally. Will T and Ray are out. Will T has turf toe. I know, right? Turf toe. Like, you really believe that? It's turf toe. Like, turf toe. Like, really turf toe. Like, really turf toe. Like, my man Will has turf toe. Cannot believe it. But Will T would always say this. Let's get into our tradition. The pregame. Here are our topics. We will have former Washington Redskins cornerback Fred Smooth on the show to talk about the Washington Redskins draft. At the 10-minute mark, Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network will let us know his opinion about the Redskins draft picks. Finally, at the 20-minute mark, we'll feature our listener segment, That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. But first, we have Fred Smooth on the line. What's going on, Fred?
Hey, what's going on, brother? Sorry for the late call, man. I was cooking dinner.
And no problem, man. No problem. First off, what'd you think about the Skins draft?
Actually, I thought it was one of the best drafts they had in the last decade. I think they, you know, I don't usually like one of those teams that try to always go for need, but they went strictly for need and got, and I think they hit in every position. Uh-huh. And I'm even very excited about some of the free agents from college. Sammy Cobb Jr. is a guy that I'm really looking forward to see play. 6'4", 6'5", guy can really be a red zone threat. The run of pain, a.k.a. the house of pain in the middle. I'm always with that boy. We stole one in the second round with guys. You talking about, a lot of people don't know about Sean Dion Hamilton. He was actually supposed to be the star in Alabama.
Totally agree.
But he actually kept getting injured. So I'm talking about the list goes on and on with these guys.
You know what? I'm glad you mentioned Hamilton because it's funny because in the draft, like, when Tremaine Edmonds has slipped to third, well, there's an opportunity to get Tremaine Edmonds. That was the guy I wanted, right? And I thought if they didn't get him, I thought, you know, I wanted Payne too at the same time. I was thinking that, okay, if you wanted Payne, you can trade back. But after the fact, like when the draft played its part and when they got Hamilton, I was like, okay, this works. Because to me, he is a guy that is a high ceiling on him. Like if he's healthy, he could be a dog.
And then that's what I'm saying. If that's what you want, especially when you're drafting in the six, seven rounds. Hey, from the fourth down, I'm trying to take chances. I'm trying to keep guys with high upside. Mm-hmm. And if it pans out, we win. And if we lose, hey, it's a fifth round or somewhat. So at the end of the day, I thought they really played it close to the vest. And I think they really made the picks.
Okay, you talked about Geist. Obviously, that was a steal. I thought it was a steal of the draft. Can you talk about what you think he's going to bring to the Washington Redskins?
Man, a three down back. See, that's what we're missing right now. Feature back. You know, the thing about Chris is explosive. When I say Chris, I mean Chris Thompson is very explosive. He catch out the backfield, but we saw last year his body can only take so much. So he ain't a guy that you can just ride like a bell cow. Bobby P. Ryan, he's a guy that can run through the A and the B gap, but he, you know, you can't really run wide with him. Hasn't proven to be a good catcher, so it takes him out on third down. Geist is one of those guys. Have him on the field first through third down. We need to see where he at when it comes to players blocking and understanding the scheme. But thanks to having a veteran like Alex Smith, that shit goes smoothly. Mm. So I just think when you look at guys, we got a first round talent in the second round, and he's the guy we can feature.
Are you listening to the Urban Sports Scene right now? We have Fred Smooth on the line. So, you know, all the talk about Bruce Allen, this regime and whatnot, you think that this draft has settled the noise?
Do I think it's who was in that one?
So, I mean, since, you know, all the talk about Bruce Allen and this regime before this draft, right? You think this draft has settled the noise? Like, all right, now, all right, this team is in good shape.
Well, I think a lot of people think Doug had a lot more to do with the picking of the players anyway.
True.
And you can't fault them for thinking that. You got to realize Bruce Allen did win with Coach Gruden's brother in Tampa. So I know where all this comes from.
Yeah.
So, John is trying to get the old band back together. So I'm sure something was said, and then, you know, especially after 3 weeks ago when Dan kind of lit a fire on Allen, you know, kind of giving them some warning shots. So, yeah, I think, you know, I think both sides just played it through the media like they wanted to.
Cool. All right, so, I mean, I know you've probably seen this topic came up just recently, and I feel a particular way about it. So AJ Francis just leaves the team, right? He just leaves the team. He's cut, released, put it that way. And yeah. Now, do you have any thought
process? Yeah, he didn't have a problem with the name when he was putting dead men in his pocket.
Uh-huh.
He didn't have a problem going out there representing that name. He didn't have a problem saying on his Instagram and his Facebook and everything else that I played for the Washington Redskins.
Exactly.
He didn't have a problem with it then. So no, it's just like a scorned girlfriend, an ex-girlfriend. She always want to say something when she leave and pardon and try to hurt your feelings. No, brother, we'll see you in the game stuff. You know how things go.
And it's funny, like nobody was giving on this. Now, I'm gonna be real. Nobody was giving you any playing time other than this team. And then all of a sudden, they release you, and now you have something to say. I think that's hilarious.
But hey, like my mom and grandma told me years ago, don't ever burn bridges, man.
Exactly.
I was one of those guys. I ended up leaving as a free agent, going to Minnesota. I came right back here. So why would you want to strike a team off the list? There's only 32 teams in the league. Now for you, it's only 30 because the team that you're on right now, if they cut you, they off your list too.
That ain't that the truth, hey, Fred, man. Thank you for calling in, and we appreciate you, man. Appreciate you.
Anytime, brothers. Anytime.
All right, man.
Thank y'all for having me on.
No problem. Stay blessed, my man. Again, man, that is shutdown cornerback, man, Fred Smoot. But anyway, we'll continue this draft discussion with Lex Diamonds after the break. You listen to All Skins Everything for Aegis. You dig? Deuces.
If you wanted to, these expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the score, I can get them both, I don't want to.
You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Your host is me, Wally. Will T and Ray are out. Will T has turto. Like he has turto. Like he really has turto. But anyway. Right now, we have Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network on the line with us. Lex, what's going on, my man?
Hey, man, I was caught up in NBA playoff basketball, man, watching the Kings decimate the baby Raptors, baby dinosaur.
Look, man, look, ain't he the truth? Ain't, but real talk, ain't he the truth, though?
Definitely the truth. I really wish he would decide to play football. We need a pass rusher, and he would be perfect. Either that or play tight end. I don't know.
Tight end. He could be a tight end, man. He could definitely be a tight end. What he did against Toronto, and Kevin Love got to get credit too. I know he's a Redskins show, but Kevin Love needs some credit because the boy balled. He balled in that first half when they needed him, and then LeBron and company took it all the way. Like, this is the one thing I'll say. Say what you want. Every year, and you never seen a player in terms of aging. Like, this is the thing, he's aging and he's getting better. You typically don't see this, and he's playing at a high level. We're watching greatness.
Yeah, it's amazing for a guy to, you know, most of his career he was more of a distributor.
Yeah,
and seems like this season, especially the last 20 plus games,
mm-hmm.
he's to turn into Kobe Bryant and become like the Mamba.
I knew he was going to call Kobe out. I knew he was going to do it. I knew he was going to. I know. I trust you, my man. I trust you. All right, so your thoughts on the Washington Redskins draft selection?
I'm excited. You know, I think last year I was kind of looking at Washington's draft, and they drafted the two Alabama guys, and I was like, you know, that's something they should do more regularly. You know, instead of wasting their scouts to scout Alabama, scout the SEC, and I mean, you go after the players that dominated Alabama and go after the players that had success against Alabama. That's what I would do if I was a general manager, and specifically with the Redskins. I mean, picking up another Alabama player. He played with Jonathan Allen a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, familiar with each other.
So I'm excited about the defensive tackles. I'm excited about the offensive linemen because you need depth at the offensive line. Trent is getting older.
Yeah.
Injury. I don't want to say he's injury prone, but he's been injured. It seems like every year he's playing hurt.
Yeah.
Moses was hurt, so having another talented, quality offensive line member is great. And then adding a running back to the mix is like the cherry on top. Now we just need Gruden to run the football.
Yeah. And speaking of running the football, they got a steal in the second round with LSU's Darius Geis, the kid that had a first-round grade. And he slipped to the second round because, you know, people put out reports and they put out false information out there and everybody goes with it. But anyway, that's the Redskins' luck. That's the Redskins' blessing. Can you talk about Geis, that selection?
Well, I mean, it'll be interesting to see if they use him to his abilities. I mean, Washington took P-Ron last year out of Oklahoma, and he was supposed to be a guy that was going to really contribute. He got a lot of touches at the end of the season because, you know, Mitchell was hurt. So he got a lot of touches, and, you know, we got out of that evaluation that maybe he's not a 30-carry guy or every down back. But maybe this guy is from LSU. LSU has put some really talented running backs in the league. You know, the guy has a chip on his shoulder. You know, a lot of times that, you know, can lead to success at this level. But we got to see, man. I think it boils down to the coaching, play selection, Jay Gruden, the offense, side of the ball. They have to want to commit to running the football and not be so enamored with passing the rock.
Well, that's been Jay Gruden's, you know, thing over his tenure as a coach, period, in the NFL. You saw what he did in Cincinnati and even here now in D.C. as the head coach, the offensive coordinator of Cincinnati here as the head coach. But I am excited about Geis, different from P-Ron, because P-Ron, it was a guy that didn't have any true speed. I mean, ran that open-style offense in Oklahoma, so it's like more of a spread-oriented offense. When you look at Geis, they play more of a pro style offense. They didn't run that much spread stuff, so he was running in between the tackles, and he ran like a 4-4. So you know he had speed too. So different P-Ron. P-Ron didn't have the speed that Geis possessed, and Geis is a mean runner. Like let's just keep it 100. The guy's a mean runner. He looks up to guys like Marshawn Lynch and Clinton Portis. When he told me that he was into Clinton Portis, I was like, whoa, wait a minute. Like I felt good about that. I felt like, okay, this team is bringing toughness back. And Alexa, we talk about this. We talked about this in the past about this Redskins team. Is that we were blessed to see this team in the early '90s when Joe Gibbs was around. When this team was when they had a physical style of football and they were consistently consistent contenders to win a championship. Forget just win the NFC East. Consistent contenders. Now I feel like they're bringing that type of identity back, but what they did in the draft, a strong, hard-nosed running back who's tough, and also the D-line getting Payne out of Alabama, getting Settle out of Virginia Tech, another nose tackle guy that could have been the second, third round, got him in the fourth round. Then getting the kid from Alabama, the inside linebacker for Alabama, if he didn't get hurt, he would have been the starting inside linebacker of Alabama last year, but he got hurt. So now you're bringing quality and value to the team defensively, and you're building up their front seven. Like, it's like, okay, Lex, we're getting back to the old Redskins football where it was toughness. Forget this finesse crap that we got and that we're starting to grow into today's football. This team was a tough team like the Seattle Seahawks. Have been over the years with Sherman and Bennett and them. Now they're gone, but they like this team is building that type of toughness.
Yeah, it's very exciting, I think, to see a team like this, a young team kind of develop. Having a guy like Josh Norman, you know, brings that kind of that attitude, temperament to your team.
Exactly.
DJ Swagger, another player who brings that attitude and that swagger, you know, to the team. And the fact that you just added some Alabama guys to the mix. These guys are used to winning. They're used to winning championships. They're used to being in the BCS bowl games. So they're used to being in the SEC championship games. So these guys know how to play big-time football.
They have a great coach. And Saban has taught them well. They understand the fundamentals. They understand discipline. I'm very excited. And they also got another Alabama linebacker, I think, in the seventh round. So, I mean,
yes, I'm saying, yeah.
The fact that they're adding these players, these really smart football players, I'm excited about what the Redskins are doing this offseason. I wish they would give Mr. Dez Bryant a phone call.
Man,
and offer him something. You can't tell me that all of our receivers are better than Dez Bryant.
Oh, Lex, I have this argument on Twitter with people all the time. And you're talking about the kid from the kid Hamilton from Alabama. I believe he was a fifth or sixth round pick, but yeah. He has an opportunity to start. Opportunity to really get big minutes. I won't say start, but get big minutes. Back to the Dez Bryant thing. I'm glad you touched on that. He's going to, like, you hear rumors that Dez Bryant, teams don't even want to pay him, like, the minimum or whatnot, which I really don't believe. Again, Dez Bryant, even if he lost a step, is still good enough to be better than the lower tier, the secondary wide receivers on your team, right? Because Dez Bryant isn't like he's not a three or four guy. He's still good enough to be your second best wide receiver in your team. This team isn't good enough to say we don't want Dez Bryant at the wide receiver position right now. Yeah, we can go off potential, right? We can hope that Richardson is the next DeSean Jackson. We can hope that Josh Dotson is the next, Hopkins for the Texans. I'm just saying we can say all this, that, and the other. He could be the next AJ Green or whatnot. But at the end of the day, Dez Bryant's attitude is a proven commodity. His attitude is, and when I'm talking about a dog on the football field, is a proven commodity. I'm with you. This team should go target Dez Bryant. Can you talk about that a little bit more?
Yeah, I think Dez Bryant should be targeted. You know, it's a situation, like you just went down a list of receivers. None of those guys have Dez Bryant's resume. Dez Bryant is a big physical receiver, a possession receiver, you know, in the mindset of Pierre Garçon.
Agreed.
Why not bring him here, mm-hmm. you know, to assist with, even he can contribute with running because of his run blocking ability. That was the thing that Pierre Garçon did so well that I think a lot of people took for granted, was that he could block. You know what I mean? He wasn't just trying to catch, just trying to be a possession receiver. He was also in the game when they needed him during those run plays. And that's an area, I think, for Washington they didn't have last year or prior. You know, he had difficulties because he was learning how to play the wide receiver position. So, he can catch. He was learning how to catch.
Mm-hmm.
He can run the deep outs. But there's also blocking responsibility when you're a receiver. And I don't think, you know, when they had prior, I don't think he wanted that physicality. And my favorite guy, the secret weapon, another one. I don't think
a blocker.
He's a guy, you know, I don't think he wants to get into that situation where he has to block. And you can probably even make an argument that Reed is a guy, Jordan Reed, who is not a very good blocker.
Oh, he doesn't
want
to. That's his key. You're cool. I mean, you can be nice. He doesn't want to block. Jay Reed don't want to block.
So you got all of these guys, Josh, you got Jordan, and these guys, they're more diva type players.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong with that because they're, you know, they want to be on the perimeter. They want to make plays. They want to score touchdowns. But you also need some guys to do some of the dirty work and, you know, play action type situations. You can put a guy in like this, Bryant.
Mm-hmm.
You know he's going to intimidate and be physical to the secondary and the cornerback to the opposing team. And then, oh, by the way, he has a chip on his shoulder against your rival. You played him on Thanksgiving. Why not sign the guy who it really is angry at Dallas for letting him go? You don't think he'd be motivated for two games, which we need? Jay needs to beat the Cowboys. You don't think Dez Bryant would be motivated to play against Dallas twice a year?
He'd definitely be motivated. We're talking about a team that said he was done. Like it's over. You know what I mean? Like who wouldn't want? To me, there's certain players in sports, right, that play well when motivated. They play good with a chip on their shoulder. There's certain players that play well with a chip on their shoulders. And Dez Bryant is one of them. It's that simple. He's one of them. Because certain players are fueled with fueled by emotion, and certain players can't. Yeah. If you get them riled up, they don't respond well, right? They act like they're good with emotion, but you know you can get in their head. Like it's like watching 80s and 90s basketball, and knowing when Dennis Rodman can get in your head, even if you thought you were an emotional demon, like you played off emotion, like Dennis Rodman would get in Alonzo Mourning's head. Well, Dez Bryant is the type of dude that if you watch him on the field, when you're talking smack to him, that hypes him up. Like he plays with that passion. So can you imagine? Yeah, you're playing the Dallas Cowboys on Thanksgiving. I believe the Redskins play the Cowboys on Thanksgiving. You're playing the Cowboys on Thanksgiving. Dez Bryant is on your team. You don't think he's going to be playing that game at a high level against his former team on Thanksgiving Day?
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's just weird that he hasn't gotten picked up. And I know at some point, you know, because Dez wants to play football, you know, I don't think it's going to be a money issue. And at some point, if he's not picked up, and I'm going to say this is May. We're in May. Mm-hmm. If he's not picked up by June 1st, which would be shocking to me, I would not be surprised if Dez says, he tells his agent, look, I will play for the minimum. Call the Eagles.
No, I wouldn't be surprised.
And I will play for the Eagles for the minimum.
Or the Giants? Or the Giants?
Or the Patriots.
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
Ooh, that would be something else.
He's going to terrorize folks. They're going to be like, why didn't we sign this guy? Even the Steelers. Somebody like the Pittsburgh Steelers could pick up a guy like Dez Bryant and make him their number three receiver. Can you imagine Dez Bryant number three with what they have?
Yeah, exactly. This is my thing. Dez Bryant's going to find a home. He's going to find a home at a position where he won't be the number one, but I believe he'll be the number two somewhere, you know, and he'll be, but he has the opportunity to choose his position, his spot. And then, you know, I would love for it to be here because, you know, to have him with Alex Smith throws him a 5-yard pass and he takes it to the house because he just runs mean, like you said, a Pierre Garçon type of receiver. And to be real, he's a better Pierre Garçon. That's if you want to really be honest, he's a better Pierre Garçon. In terms of a playmaking wide receiver.
It's
a playmaking wide receiver. So you're going to get a better version of Pierre, a guy that you did miss last year.
Absolutely. And you know, you just kind of look at the other teams around the league. You look at the Texans, you know, adding a Dez Bryant. I mean, you could add Dez Bryant to almost any team, and he could definitely improve, you know, their receiving core. And, you know, if you're an NFC East and he says he wants to play for your team, you got to be evaluating your roster. I thought the Giants were going to make that move when they let Brandon Marshall go, but I guess the Giants feel they have enough personality on their team and with Odell Beckham. So I guess they're not going to sign Mr. Dez Bryant. But watch Kansas City, the Chiefs, Andy Reid. You know, he had T.O. at one point. So signing a guy like Dez Bryant may not be a stretch for him. When he was in Philly, he had Dez Bryant. I mean, he had T.O. So I would not be shocked if Andy Reid went after Dez Bryant out in Kansas City.
No, I wouldn't be shocked.
Because they need a front runner, obviously.
Oh, yeah. They definitely, I mean, they got Sammy Watkins Jr., but they need a physical one. They definitely need a physical wide receiver. You're listening to All Skins, everything with the Urban Sports Scene. Right now, we have Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network. So, Lex, do you think that this draft quieted some of the negative attitude towards the Redskins front office from the fan base?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Absolutely. Because Payne is a really good defensive lineman. I mean, when you think about historically the guys that have played defensive tackle, you think about Jerome Brown and, you know, Dexter Manley was up front for Washington, and you had Grant up front for the Redskins. I mean, we've had some quality big guys up front. And now we have a guy like Payne that we can add to the mix. That's young, you know, he's going to develop even more. And if he can stay healthy, I mean, you're looking at a pretty good rotation up front for Washington and a defensive line that I think in a couple of years is going to be one of the premier defensive lines in all of football. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited that they were able to get the running back again I can't help but to talk about him, because if Jay Gruden doesn't have success and they decide to go in a different direction, if they bring in another coach, they have a running back already in place that they can use. You understand? I'm just saying, I'm not putting nobody off, not trying to get anybody to lose a job.
I know what you're saying. I know exactly what you're saying.
But I'm just being honest.
Yeah,
you know, and I think in Jay's case, he's got to adapt to his personnel.
Mm-hmm.
And I really hope this year, you know, him adding, you know, the quarterback, Alex Smith, I really hope that he'll adapt to what he does best, you know, and go into the playbook, the back of the playbook, and really study some of these run plays, you know, run options,
mm-hmm.
the power eye formations, and, you know, that kind of stuff. Let's really consider, you know, tweaking our offense just a tad bit so we can let our defense rest and we can run some clock, you know, win some of the time of possession battles and not get caught up in this short passing game phenom that everyone seems to enjoy so much.
Oh, yeah. You know, I love physical football. That's my thing. I love physical football. You saw what Jacksonville did. I like that brand. I like beating people up.
Philly did it too.
Yeah,
They ran the ball.
Look, people can. And I've said this for you. I've said this for the last couple of years, and people throw Tom Brady in my face. I said Tom Brady is like. I'm gonna say this again. Tom Brady is like playing Madden with Michael Vick back in the day. It's not fair. Like, that's different. Like, you can't bring Tom Brady into any argument about how do you build today's football team, right? If you look historically, other than like Tom Brady, and again, New England's defense, it ain't no slouching with Bill Belichick at the helm, all right? If you look historically, when you have a powerhouse defense and a good running game, you win games. That is the thing that's going to keep you consistent in terms of being a contender, is a good running game and a solid defense. That will always keep you in contention. If your team is built predominantly on a quarterback, you can have a year, but you will not be consistent and when it comes to always being that contender in the postseason. You will always be a contender if you have a strong running game and a good defense. The Ravens have been doing it for a while. Seattle has done it for a while. San Francisco was doing it for a while when Harbaugh was in the helm. When you have that combination, you are a contender.
Absolutely. And don't forget about the New England Patriots.
Yeah.
I think so many people get caught up in Tom Brady,
mm-hmm.
and they forget that Tom Brady has the best defensive mind in the history
agreed.
Of football.
I agree.
You know, on his sideline as his head coach in Bill Belichick. So I totally agree. Physical football, the Steelers and the Ravens,
mm-hmm.
Even the Bengals at
yeah.
some point were a competitive team. Now, they had issues in the playoffs,
yeah.
and we'll probably get Marvin Lewis fired at some point,
yeah.
but they were a physical football team, and the teams that are physical, like the Jacksonville Jaguars
uh-huh.
right now, and the Seattle Seahawks, the Eagles.
The Eagles were physical. Yes, they were physical. I totally agree.
They won the battles in the paint,
yeah.
you know, down in the dirt.
Yeah.
You know? So when you're able to do that, you're going to have success. And that's where I think Washington did a really good job drafting, you know, the dirt guys, the guys that want to get dirty. They put their hands in the ground and get dirty. And those are the ones that control the line of scrimmage and control time of possession. And everything, that's the most important area, I think, of any football team. People want to give credit to the quarterbacks, but it's the interior linemen on both sides of the ball that make the biggest difference.
No, I totally agree. So before I let you go, Lex, let our listeners know how they can follow you on your various different platforms.
Well, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter. I'm Lex Diamonds without the A. Took the A out on purpose just so I could say I'm Lex Diamonds without the A, you know, like James Bond.
I got you, man. You're too cool for school, man.
But hey, man, I was headed to Chicago tomorrow, but they canceled the show, the R. Kelly show, because of the Me First movement right now. It's kind of
it's not Kanye, not Yeezy, not because of Yeezy, right?
Say that again.
Not because of Yeezy. Not because of Kanye. And his comments.
That's a show for another day.
I know,
day.
Right?
That might take us an hour to talk about that guy.
I know, right? That's a whole different topic. That's a whole different topic of discussion, man.
Absolutely.
Lex, let folks know about you on social. You already said about Twitter, right? Did you say folks about Twitter?
Yep. Okay. Lex Diamonds on Twitter. And again, man, when I'm on Twitter, I can be talking about anything. Matter of fact, my most recent tweet, I tweeted about the guy you just mentioned.
I'm sure you did.
And Adidas. And I gave my opinion. And I threw it out there, and it is what it is.
All right, no, well,
I'm burning all my Adidas clothes because Adidas is supporting this guy, and it's shenanigans.
Look, you know what? I'm going to say this, though. I will say this before I let you go. Like, I was working out, and I was listening to Don't Let Me Down. Is it like Let Me Down? What album was that on, though? Don't Let Me Down. We had Jay-Z was on it. Was it on the College Dropout?
Was it Watch the Throne?
It was on Kanye album. It was the first two, within the first two albums.
I don't remember, man.
Okay.
I won't let me down. I'm about to go delete all my.
Look, man, I was working out. I'm getting to the point anyway. I was working out. That's like my workout song. And I kind of don't want to stop listening to it. I don't really want to. Is something wrong with me? I don't want to stop listening to that song. Is something wrong with me to say I don't want to stop listening to that song or that album? Because, like, that's my favorite Kanye album. Should I stop listening to Kanye? Should I? Should I really?
Hey, listen, let me give you a song. Go get the Car Wash soundtrack and listen to the Car Wash soundtrack.
Okay, you know what? That's what's going to happen. All right, you know what, Lex? I'm getting that album then, Lex. You let me
yeah,
know.
Yeah, iTunes.
iTunes? All right, you know what? Send me the iTunes joint and I'll get it.
Absolutely.
That's a bet. That's a bet.
What you listen to, man.
That's a bet. Yeah. I'll get it. That's a bet. All right, Lex, man. Appreciate you, my man. Thanks for being on.
Hey, thanks again for having me.
You know, anytime, my man. Again,
talk to you later, man,
that is my homie Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network. Great guy, knows everything about the Redskins, knows a lot about sports, and knows a lot about the music game. Lex holds it down. But anyway, it's time for That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. See you after the break.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. I got hustle, though, ambition, flow inside my DNA. I was born like this, it's born like this, immaculate conception. I transform like this, perform like this, with Yoshi, you a new weapon. I don't contemplate, I meditate, then off your head. This that put the kids to bed. This that I got realness, I just kill shit, cause it's in my DNA. I got millions, I got riches building in my DNA. I got dark, I got evil that rot inside my DNA. I got off, I got trouble, some heart inside my DNA. I just win again, then win again, like Wimbledon I serve. Yeah, that's him again, the sound that engine in is like a bird. You see fireworks, they carve a tire skirt, the boulevard. I know how you work, I know just who you are. See, use a your hormones probably switch inside your DNA. Problem is, all that sucker shit inside your DNA. Daddy probably snitch, heritage inside your DNA. Backbone don't exist, born inside a jellyfish I gauge. See my pedigree, most definitely don't tolerate the front. Shit I've been through probably offend you, this is Barla's oldest son. I know murder, conviction, burners, boosters, burglars, ballers, dead. Redemption, scholars, fathers, dead. With kids and I wish I was fed. Forgiveness, DNA.
You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. I'm Wally, your host. Ray, Jeezy, and Will T are out. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Just search All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene. Make sure you rate us and leave us a comment. It's time for That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. Anytime you feel like ranting about the Skins, or you have a question, call us and leave us a message. Here's the number. It's 301-799-5407. You can also tweet us at the Urban Sports Scene or hit us up on our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page. We'll feature your comments on our show. We do it weekly, so make sure you you call in or leave us a tweet or hit us up on Facebook. But anyway, we didn't receive any calls, but we do have comments on our Facebook page. The topic in question is, what were your thoughts on the Redskins draft selections? My man George said, I'll be honest, it's been a while since I've been this happy with the draft. Kudos to a front office I've deeply criticized. I think Doug Williams has more influence than we realize. Yeah, George, it seems like it. I think Doug has more, you know, more power within the front office. And I think to me, like Fred Smoot said, like this looks like a real Doug Williams draft. My man Jeremy said, My man Arion J said, I agree with George. George, someone agrees with you. I felt good about the draft. I felt we got some good players, but only time will tell. I totally agree. Like, obviously, the draft is all about potential. We'll see within year one or year two or year three where this draft really stocks up at. But like anybody, I'm really happy with the draft. My man Jeremy Gordon, the commiss, what's up, Jeremy, on Facebook said, everybody loves their draft at this point. Skins did very well in filling needs and getting good value. They got bigger and faster. We still have a 34-year-old quarterback that has never won a thing that we gave our best young corner for and $72 million. Yeah, we did give up, you know, and he's referring to Kendall Fuller. We did give up Kendall Fuller, and he was our best corner. But again, Alex Smith is a good quarterback. Redskins always take a step forward and then a step back under Tiny Dan. It's always Dan, man. Jeremy, it's always Dan. I swear. What is laughable is the Cowboys draft and passing attack. Good one. Always a good shot at the Cowboys. We always can do that. Yeah, Jeremy, I'm with you in terms of we'll know where this draft stands up down the road. Everybody does love their draft picks at this point in time. But yeah, I love the draft picks. And Jeremy, it sounds like he's a fan of the draft picks as well. But again, I agree. I think this draft was a success. The Redskins did a good job. Filling needs, and finally they did that. And again, I've said that in other segments, that this team has finally decided to build their team in the trenches, and other Skins teams and has really haven't taken that approach, and this team has taken that approach to kind of build their team in the trenches. And I'm gonna say this again: winning football starts in the trenches, offense and defensive line. And finally, this team is starting to build their defensive line. And I think we'll see, maybe not next year, but a year after that, this team definitely taking strides to being one of the better defenses in the NFL. But anyway, you've been listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. For ages, you dig? Deuces, a mega. Lead us out, big homie. Swag, to the 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 swag,